Chapter 6. Leaning against the post, under the lamp, looking at the roadstead, where two vessels at anchor swayed their slender rigging amongst the stars. The end of the jetty, and here in one step more the end of life, the end of everything. Better so. What else could he do? Nothing ever comes back. He saw it clearly. The respect and admiration of them all, the old habits and old affections finished abruptly in the clear perception of the cause of his disgrace. He saw all this, and for a time he came out of himself, out of his selfishness, out of the constant preoccupation of his interests and his desires, out of the temple of self and the concentration of personal thought. His thoughts now wandered home. Standing in the tepid stillness of a starry tropical night, he felt the breath of the bitter east wind. He saw the high and narrow fronts of tall houses under the gloom of a clouded sky, and on muddy quays he saw the shabby, high-shouldered figure, the patient, faded face of the weary man earning bread for the children that waited for him in a dingy home. It was miserable, miserable. But it would never come back. What was there in common between those things and Willems the clever, Willems the successful? He had cut himself adrift from that home many years ago. Better for him then. Better for them now. All this was gone, never to come back again, and suddenly he shivered, seeing himself alone in the presence of unknown and terrible dangers. For the first time in his life he felt afraid of the future, because he had lost his faith. The faith in his own success, and he had destroyed it foolishly with his own hands. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.